It's just after 9 o'clock and the Border Way Cattle Mart just outside Carlisle is already in full swing. Farmers from all over the north of England and southern Scotland gather here on a weekly basis to do business.
We like to feel that it does play an important role within the farming industry.
David Pritchard is the operations manager at Harrison and Hetherington's, the owner of this mart.
We have a lot of links with both Scotland and England, and we trade both sides of the border. A lot of our trade could be animals that come in here to be sold. There's animals getting purchased here to go back into Scotland. It is a very important, vital link to us.
Within the independence debate, the farming industry is slightly unique because farming on the border is more than just a business. For farmers like Charles Armstrong from Northumberland, it is a way of life.
We trade cattle both sides of the border, fattening sheep, breeding sheep both sides of the border. All of our rams are bought in Scotland. It'll just be a nightmare, especially if there's a different currency. My in-laws are on the Scottish side of the border. The whole thing's crazy.
And it's not just English farmers who are concerned. Rob Sutherland is from Dumfriesshire.
Everything's interlinked, and to try and split all that up is just going to be absolute mayhem. It's just going to be more bureaucratic paperwork, more red tape, and I'm just not interested at all.
This is not a scientific poll, but I've spent over 4 hours here at the Border Way Mart, and I've not come across one farmer from either side of the border keen on the idea of independence. So what are the key arguments? Well, the SNP and Yes Scotland say that an independent Scotland would have greater control over the money it gets in EU farming subsidies, and it would have a bigger say in setting the industry's rules. However, the Better Together campaign say that firstly, there's no guarantee Scotland would become an automatic member of the EU and therefore would get subsidies. And they say Scottish farmers benefit financially from being part of the UK because Scotland won't be able to negotiate the generous terms that the UK currently has with the EU. For farmers like Charles and Rob, though, the uncertainty is unwelcome.
If we were split up, I would still come down here to buy cattle. Unless it's going to start costing me money.
What am I going to do with Scottish haggis notes? Are they going to be worth anything? But single farm payments, stewardship entitlements, it just seems crazy in a very, very small country.
Farming, in one sense, is more than just a business. For those who are part of the industry, it is a way of life. But within the context of this referendum debate, the issues are just the same as in any other business. People are asking, will I be better or worse off after September? 118, sir, 118, Larson.